California political campaigns are preparing for the increase of the gas tax to be this year's preeminent campaign issue after the successful recall of a state senator focused on it. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Here's a key line from Republican candidate for Governor John Cox's victory speech last Tuesday.
It wasn't Donald Trump who gave us that gas tax. It was Gavin Newsom, and we're going to repeal that tax in November.
State lawmakers voted to raise the gas tax last year by 12 cents per gallon to fund billions of dollars in backlogged transportation projects. Republican strategist Jen Jacobs and Democratic strategist Katie Merrill say the issue will be key in battleground congressional races.
This is going to be the message, especially in swing districts.
This gas tax measure, and especially based on the results in the Orange County recall, is going to increase Republican turnout. And that could be problematic for us in taking back these seats.
She's referring to the recall of Democratic State Senator Josh Newman after the campaign to remove him from office focused on his gas tax vote. Polls have shown most likely voters favor repeal. But political data analyst Paul Mitchell says campaigns may be drawing the wrong lesson from the recall. Until Newman's narrow 2016 win, his Senate seat had long been held by Republicans.
So the gas tax was the way that they made this recall palatable. But the real reason they won was because of the, you know, oversized Republican turnout.
Republicans tend to vote at higher rates than Democrats in midterm primaries. With that context, Mitchell says the recall success looks more like a standard election dynamic rather than the gas tax issue campaigns are planning to focus on. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.